The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The COVID-19 pandemic has reached yet another grim milestone as the number of confirmed cases worldwide surpassed the 5 million mark. That comes as the U.S. Labor Department announced its own staggering statistic. 38.6 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the past 9 weeks. Yamiche Alcindor begins our coverage.
As businesses across the country prepare for gradual reopenings, the number of Americans filing for unemployment appears to be leveling off. The Labor Department said 2.4 million Americans filed claims this past week. That is a drastic drop from the surge seen late in March, but those numbers are still sky high. And the toll COVID-19 is having on the economy overall remains vast. More than 38 million workers sought jobless benefits in the past 9 weeks. Today, before he left for a trip to Michigan, President Trump said the country would soon be on the path to recovery.
The numbers are going to be very good into the future. We're going to be very strong, starting with our transition period, which will be probably June, July.
He was on the defensive after the release of a Columbia University model. It estimated nearly 36,000 deaths could have been prevented if social distancing policies had been enforced just 1 week earlier.
I was way early. Columbia is an institution that's very liberal. I think it's just a political hit job. You want to know the truth?
Researchers at Columbia University said if lockdowns had been imposed just 2 weeks earlier, 83% of the nation's deaths could have been avoided. But at that time, a number of leaders, including those at the country's epicenter of the crisis, stood back.
Relax. We're doing great. It all will pass.
We want people still to go on about their lives.
As the virus quietly subsumed their cities. Today, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said he regrets not having more information on the virus.
I wish we had known so much more in January, February, beginning of March. I wish we had the testing that would have told us what was going on. I mean, right now, we're not sure when this disease started to be present in the city. We thought it was March, and now more and more it looks like it was February, or even late January. And we just didn't have the testing to be able to give us the full picture.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. He said no model will be completely right, but there is no doubt delays and inaction had a significant impact.
This is the entire point of exponential growth in outbreaks like this. If you think of a doubling time of 5 days, it means that by delaying by 10 days, you had four times the number of cases, four times the number of deaths. Or if we had closed 10 days earlier, we would have had a quarter of the deaths that we ended up having. So,
meanwhile, President Trump traveled to the city of Ypsilanti, some 40 miles outside of Detroit. There he met with African-American leaders from the area. Black people and people of color remain disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus.
African-American communities have been hit very hard, including in Detroit.
He also toured a Ford Motor plant where workers are now producing ventilators in response to the virus. He wore a mask during a private viewing of some vehicles, but he later removed it during the remainder of the visit.
Those containment efforts have entirely reshaped the country. Today, the Transportation Security Administration released new procedures for airport screenings.
The agency is urging travelers to wear face masks and to scan their own boarding passes. People are also urged to keep carry-on food items in clear plastic bags to prevent agents from handling their belongings. Control measures like these are playing out across the globe as the tally of infections surpasses 5 million. And countries with fragile health systems are bearing the brunt. By the weekend, cases across the continent of Africa could top 100,000. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned the continent needs to be testing about 10 times the number of people already tested. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.